Thank you for joining us for another lesson from God's Word. Anytime you're in Huntsville, we hope you'll come be part of our worship. The West Huntsville Church of Christ at Providence is located at 1519 Old Monrovia Road Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. We hope you'll enjoy this lesson brought to us by Glenn Colley.
For tonight's scripture reading, I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. It'll be a New King James Version. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Please be seated.
We've had a good day. And didn't David do a great job this morning talking about Nehemiah? I thought it was just a great lesson. And I love the way that he introduced the sermon when he talked about the West Huntsville Church. And anybody who understands what I'm about to say is my friend. He said, when you travel and you worship in other congregations and you love them and wonderful Christian people, it makes you appreciate the fact that what we have at West Huntsville is special. Now, you could make a list of the reasons why that is true. For example, you could say doctrinal strength, and that's true. You could say an emphasis on grace, but also on the fact that we must be obedient children of God. That would be true. That we just have kind people in this church, and that would be true. What I believe, though, is the core reason is Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There's now, therefore, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Those are people who have been baptized into Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. To walk after the flesh means I'm living my life as if this is the only life there is. A lot of people are like that. To walk after the Spirit is to recognize the fact that we're not going to be here very long, just a little while. And then we're going to the other side. And there is another side. And this is a place where that is recognized. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, when Paul is teaching about the Lord's Supper, and it's an amazing chapter, but you ought to start at the end, not the beginning. You ought to start the lower part of the chapter where he says, "For this reason, many among you are sick and weak." What's wrong with this congregation? And you know his answer was, it's about the eating of the Lord's Supper. It's about how you eat the Lord's Supper. And they weren't eating it with reverence. I got to wait on the Lord's table again this morning. I really love that. And I'm going to tell you this again. I've said it before, but I want to say it again because many of you, most of you, will never get to wait on the table, especially those of you who are, well, you know, women. The way it works is that when it comes time, the men, now for those of you who are listening online, we serve from the back. We don't have a table to the front, and that's a long story, but I can tell you later if you want. But the men enter from the back to serve the Lord's Supper. And so we go back there to a room, and I'm telling you that what that is a very somber, reverent atmosphere. Nothing is said in that room save the prayer to give thanks for the bread and the fruit of the vine. Nothing is said. We walk in, we line the room, we do some sanitizing on our hands because of what we're about to do. Each man takes the trays, the number of trays appropriate for, everybody knows where he's going, that's all been organized. We don't talk about football, we don't talk about the weather and the leaves changing, we don't talk about anything because of what we're here to do. And we did it this morning. And then the silence is broken by a man leading the prayer, and it will be a serious, sweet prayer, giving thanks for the bread and then for the fruit of the vine. And then without speaking, we file out, and we come into this room where the atmosphere is the same as that. and we take time and eat the Lord's Supper. And Paul said the reason why the people in Corinth were weak and sickly spiritually was because of that. The reason why I believe the West Huntsville Church is strong and healthy is because of things like what I just described. Is that we don't walk after the flesh, we walk after the Spirit. That is to say that everybody in this room, and if you're visiting with us, I'm telling you, you're in a room of people who truly believe there's a life beyond this one. We are anticipating heaven. We want to go sit with our Lord. He's seated tonight at the right hand of God, Colossians 3, and we want to go and be with him. All that we do, everything we do in our lives is affected by the fact that we're Christians. Everything is influenced by the fact that we're Christians. That's what makes the difference. And I say that not because I want us to brag about that. It's because I want us to love that, and I want us to protect it. And aren't we blessed to have godly elders who lead this church and who love us, and how blessed we are. And I'm glad to hear about all the encouragement about Cody. I'm with you. I can't wait till he gets here. And I know that we're going to, I don't even wonder, I know that we're going to make him feel welcome, them feel welcome. I don't think that we've ever met, but I'm so eager to hear him preach and eager to have them here. It'll be a good, good day. Paul asked me to talk about Gospel Broadcasting Network, and I'm really happy to do that. So the last several months, what I've been doing is working for the network, and that's my full-time job now. What it involves is a lot of preaching. I like to preach, and so that's working out fine. Most weeks I'm out preaching somewhere in the country, and I've been to so many places this year, I have trouble remembering where I've been, unless Cindy reminds me. I'll spend some time during the meeting talking about Gospel Broadcasting Network and introducing people to it, but the bulk of the time I just spend preaching the gospel. I want to talk about GBN. Now, if you want to come and visit the main studio in Olive Branch, Mississippi, you're welcome to come anytime. This is you'll drive up to a freestanding. I mean, it's not in a strip of things. It's a freestanding building, and it's two story. It looks a little colonial, but it's obviously an office kind of building. And when you go in the front door, to your left is going to be the secretary who always is very polite and friendly. To the right is going to be a little living seating area, and then a meeting room where we have meetings. And then you walk back. Of course, there's a lot of tech stuff, but you walk back to the main studio, and it's closed up. I don't know if you've been to a television studio, but it's closed up so that it's dark until they turn everything on, the lights. But they close everything off, and you walk back there, and it's going to be fascinating if you haven't done this, because you have a series of different sets. So one set looks like an office, very comfortable desk and a chair, an office. Another one will look like a coffee shop. Another one's going to look like a news broadcast, where you have this graphic on the back and table and all of that, very much like what you see on the news. Big, big lights. Tripods with cameras, a lot of cords in the floor, and so they'll set up, the guys will set up whatever day you're going to be recording. They'll have it all ready to go, and you walk in and they hook you up with a microphone, and then you start. And that's how that works. The main studio is in Olive Branch. Olive Branch is in a cluster of cities, Memphis, Germantown, Caudjuville, Olive Branch, all crunched together there. There's a satellite studio in Cookeville, Tennessee, and one in Dunlap that's not solely GBN, but it's available to us. And of course, now I'm just so happy about this West Huntsville studio. I mean, selfishly, because it means a lot less driving for me to go and do this recording. And as Paul said, there's a lot of folks who are going to use it, which is just, you know, we need to wear this equipment out. The cameras, the equipment in our studio, I understand from GBN that these are the same cameras that they use at GBN. So this is really high-quality equipment, and it's what we need. So we'll send the raw data to them, and they'll put their fingerprints on it, and then it will be part of the programming for GBN. GBN is on television, it's on YouTube, and it's on the app. The emphasis now is not, of course, television. We still have some of it, and I'll talk about that in a minute. YouTube is where the archive stuff is, and there's just great, great preaching. I'm holding up a hand with five fingers. That represents how many thousands of preaching videos you can access of people you remember, many of whom have died now, but we recorded them before they did, and you've got great preaching that is categorized in a way that you can pick it out, you can seek out what you want, topic and preacher, and listen to great preaching. 5,000 of them are on there. Then we have the library, the digital library. Now listen, if you're teaching a Bible class and you need help, material to study to prepare for that class, this is where you're going to go because you have commentaries on every verse of the Bible. And you also have books on a number of subjects. We have great authors who have donated or their families have donated material to GBN. So you have all of AP's books are on there. You know how much it's going to cost you to read those? Nothing. It's free. Everything is free on GBN. And so you have Bob Duncan, and you have Dave Miller. You have Garland Elkins and Bob Ross and Frank Dunn and Robert Taylor and Keith Mosier and others. You have lots and lots of digital books, 400 now in all. Now, I love pulpit preaching. You already know that about me. And I love to listen to preaching. Most of GBN's app content, and by the way, I'm here tonight to talk mostly about that. I'm going to show you some clips. We'll see if we can make them fire up in just a second. But what I'm really excited about tonight is the app. It's where the vast numbers of people access GBN. I'm excited about the Great Commission because I've never known a time like you and I live. In which we live now, because he said to go into all the world. Did you ever think about that and try to sort that out in your mind? How is it possible to go into all the world? And that is that we were to spread the gospel as far as we could without regard to what nation, country. It's for everybody. And so we would reason through that. That was what that means. But today, can you hear what I'm saying? Today, we're able to take the gospel to the whole world. The whole world. And you can do it like that. And so there's the heart of GBN. Right now, I think the last time I talked to you about GBN, I said that we were baptizing an average of one a week. Now it's two a week. Two a week. And I'm going to show you why that's true. Now let me tell you, it's because what's being taught on GBN is distinctive. It is easy on the eyes, easy on the ears. It's well done. It's produced in a beautiful way, but it is distinctive. The doctrine, it's not the same thing you hear everywhere. This is clear, precise, biblical truth that's distinctive enough that when people hear it, they know this is different. And they're drawn to it, and you will be when you see it. You download the app on your phone or your tablet or whatever you like to use. It's not hard to do. Gospel Broadcasting Network. And you'll see a series of things you can push, icons you can push. And it's well-defined. It's all laid out so that it's intuitive. It's easy to understand. And you can just spend an hour one day and just surf through GBN. And then you'll be addicted. You like Q&A. We all like Q&A. So what I was about to say is that so much of the preaching is like I'm doing right now. It's pulpit preaching. But on GBN, the majority of it on that app is going to be two-man teaching. And what you're going to be doing is to walk into their conversation about a particular passage of scripture or chapter or some topic. They're having a conversation about that, and they're knowledgeable men. And it is a fascinating way to learn. Back during COVID, Paul and I would sit up here at a table for Wednesday evening, what my grandmother called prayer meeting. We'd sit up here behind a table, and I think it was Philemon. I don't see Paul's head right now, but I think we studied Philemon. And the class consisted of Paul and me having a conversation about Philemon, and we'd go verse by verse. It was expository, and we would talk about that. Well, I've done that many times in my life, and it's just a very interesting way to study because you have different ideas, good things, but you have different ideas coming from both persons. Well, a lot of GBN is that. And sometimes it's even more than two. Sometimes it's four. All right. There are five things you can access on. There are more than this, but five that I want to specifically talk about tonight, and we'll show some clips. The first one is called Counterpoint. Mike Hixon and B.J. Clark have been doing this for a long time. I rather think it's the longest running program on GBN. And this one's also on television. We have some television networks that are still doing GBN, which is terrific. This would be what you would see on those networks. Lately, they do a lot of first principles, a lot of denominational doctrines, challenges to the church. They have one on the work of the Holy Spirit. They have one on the nation of Israel, and many, many more. So let me show you a clip of Counterpoint.
God said to do. It's not impossible to know what God wants. He made it clear, crystal clear. It's just a matter of respecting him enough to do it.
Yeah, and you know, BJ, you mentioned Noah, and you think about the period of the patriarchs. Obviously, they were mindful of this idea of a pattern. Same is true during the Mosaic dispensation when God legislated the building of the tabernacle. It was to be done according to the pattern. Then in the New Testament, under the New Covenant, Paul said we're to hold fast that form or pattern of words, which again relates to a pattern. Romans chapter 6, when Paul talks about obeying from the heart, that form, that pattern of doctrine, you can't get away from it. And yet there are those today that want to dismiss it, BJ.
And since the words of Christ will judge us in the last day, says John 12:48, what kind of God would he be if he said, I'm going to judge you by my words on the last day? Now, you're not going to be able to understand them, but I'm still going to judge you by them, even if you don't comprehend it. No, our God's not the author of confusion, 1 Corinthians 14:33. He gave us a word that's clear enough that whatever we do in word or in deed, we're to do all in the name of, by the authority of the Lord Jesus, Colossians 3:17. And so that's really what it's all about. Are we informed by public opinion? Are we informed by personal feelings?
Whoever invented this.
They warned me this could happen. That is not B.J. Clark.
Informed by Good divine job. Command, example, and inference or implication that comes from the teaching of God's word.
Without question. You know, Peter.
Good. This is downloaded right off of YouTube, and so sometimes YouTube says, hey, y'all have a lot of content here, so we're going to stick in a commercial, and so that sometimes that happens. All right, the second one is called Preaching the Gospel. Now, this one is more pulpit preaching. I drove Friday, and then came back yesterday from Montgomery, and I listened. You just, if you have a smartphone, mine's not a new one, it's an old one, I have an 11, but you plug that in. My car is a 2015, so it's not a recent car, but it still was able to do this. It's got Bluetooth stuff, and so you play this, and you can, I don't know about you, but I would much rather hear talking than I would the radio just playing stuff and commercials and all that. I can't stand commercials and most of the stuff that's on radio. But I love talking, and I love preaching, and so the very idea of driving down, Brother Andrews taught about Jephthah last Wednesday night, did a wonderful job. And so one of these preachers had a lesson on Jephthah, and I was ripe for that, and I punched that and listened to this lecture, and it was just great. So you got guys like Gary Hampton, Kevin Rhodes, Tom Waycaster, Eddie Parrish, Kerry Duke, who are knowledgeable men preaching the gospel. Now, a dozen years ago, we lost Brother Watkins, James Watkins. James Watkins was a powerhouse preacher. He had military background, and don't let that scare you. He had a style that was very unique, very forceful and powerful, but appealing. And he was a great, great preacher. Well, he had his own program on GBN, and it was this one, Preaching the Gospel. But he grew old. People had a way of doing that. And he ultimately passed away. And so GBN contacted Cliff Goodwin. And some of you know Cliff. We've had him here before. And he doesn't preach like Watkins, but that's wonderful. He has his own style, and he's just an amazing, wonderful Bible student and preacher. And so for 12 years, Cliff Goodwin's been doing this program called Preaching the Gospel. Recently, well, I'll tell you what, let's run the clip. There he is.
Keep being a man or a woman of integrity You keep sticking to biblical convictions and principles, and sooner or later you will suffer for righteousness' sake. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." It may well not be bodily or physical suffering, but it may come in the form of social castigation or ridicule or criticism or perhaps being disfavored while others are favored because they're worldly and sinful. And here you are, you're viewed as a prude or as someone that's just holier than thou. Now, I hope that we don't give that impression. But many in the world, they will unjustly classify us in that way. So, number one, our Christian calling is to suffer for doing well. Number two, under this, our Christian calling to suffer is also something that we endure for conscience' sake. Now, that's big. That's really big. Back up to verse 19, 1 Peter 2:19. "For this is thankworthy, that this is favorable with God, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully." Now see, Peter's point has never been that these Christian slaves deserve to suffer. That's not his point. In fact, he even says right here at the end of verse 19, they are or they will suffer wrongfully. They don't deserve this treatment or this mistreatment. They don't deserve this. So what?
Now you know why it's easy to listen to him. He's just like that. He's conversational and he has that accent that I think is very appealing, and Cliff loves to come to West Huntsville. All right. Now here's the third one. It's called answering the error. Now, I told you a while ago, and you've already heard some very distinctive preaching in these little clips, but buckle your belt. Answering the error is this. At GBN, we get tons of questions and podcasts. Podcasts are sent in, I guess, every week from preachers in different places in the world, in the country, who preach error, who are teaching things that are simply wrong according to the scripture. And so I don't know who thought of it, but somebody at GBN said, you know what we should do? We should make a program out of those recordings, those podcasts. And so that's what Answering the Error is. And so Don Blackwell and Aaron Gallagher do this program. So they get, it's only videos that are sent to GBN to say, I don't know how to answer this, or what do you think about this? And they will, the first thing they will do is to watch it, and then they will call the man who produced it and say, can we sit down together and talk about this? This is GBN, Gospel Broadcasting Network, and we've been reviewing the podcast. We disagree with it, and we just like to have a conversation. Can we talk about it? And then an invitation will be given to, can you come and talk about it here? And so there have been, I know at least one full debate that went several segments that was just terrific. I would say more than 50% don't respond when they're contacted about that. But anyway, the effort is made in all kindness. And then what the guys will do is to take excerpts from these podcasts, the critical parts, and they will play them on this video on GBN. And then when it's finished, they'll say, now, he said these six things. Let's talk about these six things. And so you've just heard them. You know that that's true. It's right there. So it's all based on being very kind and very fair. And they're always invited to come in, which is pretty terrific. But you're going to love this. Before we play the clip, here's some recent topics. Marriage and divorce and remarriage. This one was great because you had four preachers in there. It was Dave Miller, Carrie Duke, Aaron Gallagher, who, by the way, I think looks and sounds like Charlie Kirk. He's brilliant, and he's you'll see him. You'll see more of him in just a minute. Anyway, one about marriage and divorce. Can you lose your salvation? is the Eucharist, literally the body of Christ. So there was a podcast about the Eucharist, and it's the literal body of Christ. So there was a question. Is the Church of Christ the only church going to heaven? Is the Church of Christ a cult? Is purgatory a real place? Where did Satan come from? Is same-sex marriage biblical? Why do Catholics baptize infants? The sinner's prayer. Do I have to confess my sins to a priest? So you see, these are really practical subjects, and every one was a podcast sent to GBN inquiring about this. And so you play the clips, and then the guys will break it down and say, here's what the Bible actually says. Now that's why you have people obeying the gospel from studying, at least in part, from studying GBN, what the product of GBN. It's because it is distinctive. It's kind. And incidentally, on this answering the error, the guys will often talk about comments that the speaker has made that are accurate. And they will point that out. What he said about this, we fully agree with that. That's the right thing. And that's what we teach. So you give that, and then they'll say, but there's something with which we disagree. So let's roll the clip.
Book of Acts, which is the book of conversions, and consistently see what Jesus taught a person has to do to enter his kingdom. And that's all we're saying in the church is, this is what Jesus said you have to do to be a part of his kingdom.
Yeah.
Let's follow. He calls them rules. I say pattern. Let's just follow the pattern.
Yeah. And, you know, they ask what to do. Acts 2:21, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Right.
They're essentially asking, what must we do to be saved?
Right.
That was the answer they're given. Acts 2:41, then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. Verse 47, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
Right.
So the pattern you see in the Bible is, yeah, there is one church. Who determines the entrance requirements? Well, Jesus does.
That's
God
right.
does. And in Acts 2, when Peter preached that by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, which is also God, what happens? Those who believed, repented, we see confession in Acts 8, Romans 10, and repented and baptized, they were what? They were added to the church. And Acts 2:47 says those who are being saved were added to the church.
Yeah.
So the church doesn't save, but those who are saved make up the church.
That's right. So what you see, just to put it in a nutshell, is there was a pattern that they followed. You can call them rules, but there were rules or steps, a pattern that they followed. And when they did this, the Lord added them to not the churches, but the church. They followed the pattern laid out by God, and they were added to the church. Who? Those who are being saved.
Exactly right. All right, well, let's go ahead and move on to this next section.
All right.
Number one.
Thank you. Okay, let's go on to the next one, if you don't mind, and we'll take this up in just a second. That's how that works, and I think it's terrific. I think it's really terrific because it's handled right, but it's very distinctive. The next one is the Authentic Christian Podcast. Now, Aaron Gallagher, who you just saw on your right, on this side was Don Blackwell. Aaron Gallagher does the Authentic Christian with several different guests. He discusses everyday struggles of a Christian, culturally relevant topics, and what the Bible has to say about them. Recently, I went through there, and you have compromise, prejudice, division, and hatred, godly principles for finding a spouse, the value of one soul, will all good people be saved? What does it mean to call on the name of the Lord? And so this is very broad, but it's an emphasis on being very practical, and he has different guests come in. Let's play it.
Separated from it and put some space. But by doing that, I lost a lot of friends. I lost all my community. And then I was, you know, sent overseas, so I didn't have any family, anything. So really the only thing I had was a Bible that my grandmother gave me. It was like a military edition Bible. So I think it has like the Star Spangled Banner. I don't think you can find that in any like the Greek or Hebrew manuscript.
I
guess it is in America today. So, but yeah, just started reading over there. And one of the big things that before there, that fall semester, so last fall, or well, not, I guess two falls ago, fall 2023, I was praying every single day, like, Lord, take away everything. Like, I just want to find you. I want to know you. Because same thing Cole was talking about, that pit. You know, you have that pit. And nothing seemed to fill it. No amount of, you know, fraternity events or friendships or, you know, late nights with the guys. None of that filled that. My girlfriend at the time, accomplishments, anything. And I was just searching. And I knew there was a God because my family, they brought me up, you know, knowing that the God of the Bible was true. So I had that. But I read the Bible, but I never studied it. And that started, that changed while I was over there. And then got back over the summer. I was just reading every single day, similar to Cole. Just like, I want to know what God wants me to do here on earth. And I don't want to listen to anybody else. I want to listen to God.
Good. Is that appealing? You know, makes you want to listen to more. I want to hear more from this person. So he's a faithful Christian, and it's about his story, and it's these guys sitting around talking about it. And only faithful Christian men are doing these videos. And now we have some really great women broadcast for women, and Digging Deep is just going to be just doing great on there, and that's pretty exciting because it comes from here. Let's do one more. My time's about gone. This one's called Truth on Wheels, and I know that you're thinking, well, now, does Glenn do any broadcasting? And the answer is yes, and we're working on some big things. This year, my challenge has been doing less preaching and more production. And so 26 is designed to be more production than the preaching. And so we'll be doing more. But anyway, a lot of what we're doing now is Q&A. And Blackwell and I call him Blackwell affectionately. Don and I do these together and as part of what's called Truth on Wheels. Another thing he does in this part of the program is, and I think this is very appealing, coping. Emphasis on coping. So he's a paraplegic, and so he's talked about that. He talks about or has had segments on loss of a spouse or what it is to be a caretaker for somebody who is in a serious condition or ALS or MS. But anyway, a large portion of it is Don and I doing Q&A. So here's a little of that.
Is it better if a student goes to a school that teaches arithmetic, teaches math, but 50% of what they teach is just not accurate? Now, he learns some good math, and he also learns some wrong math. Would you choose that over him not learning math at all in hopes that he will learn just the correct math? Which one would you pick? And the answer is, I think it's going to be much harder to unlearn the wrong math. I think that's just opinion. I think the better thing to do is to wait until you teach him the truth. So if I had to pick, now having said that, let me go ahead and qualify that this way. I know that there are Christians who are faithful and devout, and they grew up in a denominational home. They grew up in some wrong kind of religion, who would say, I learned some wrong things, but I learned a lot of right, and it gave me a head start, and I learned the truth. And so I wouldn't discourage those people for anything. So I don't know, maybe I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I just think that if I had to pick, I would not train somebody wrongly and then train them rightly.
Interesting. You know, my first thought was exactly the same. I had Matthew 7:21, and that is a religion better than not going to church at all? Spiritually, there's only one way that's going to do you any good.
Right.
And so on the day of judgment, you can list all these denominations, and is that better than not the right one? No, it's no better. You're going to be lost. There's only one church in which you can be saved. But I thought about in this life, there's a sense in which a church could make you a better person, in the sense that, you know, Matthew 7:12, you learn the golden rule.
Sorry about that part. But I guess that's where we'll all eat tonight. So my time is up. I want to thank you for listening to this. Here's the fundraising pitch. You know, GBN only operates because of churches and individuals who contribute. And I only brought that up to say this. We have a foundation in Texas connected to oil, which is kind of neat, and they're Christians. And so they have offered us $200,000 in matching funds between now and the end of the year. So tax time is coming, and you think, well, I need to do something with this, and I could contribute to GBN I'll be happy to talk to you about that. Download the app. Everybody in this church needs to have and use access to GBN. It's not hard. Go to your app store on your device, type in Gospel Broadcasting Network, and then it won't be hard. Using it is intuitive, and you can access all of these different kinds of podcasts and shows that I've shown you tonight. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. I wonder if there's someone here tonight who's been studying the gospel, and you've made up your mind. Let me tell you something. There's only one perfect description of what a person must do to be right with God. Only one perfect one, and that's your New Testament. And so we go back to that, and we follow that pattern, and that's all we're asking people to do. It's what you can read for yourself. And so in Acts chapter 2, those people said, "What shall we do?" They were scared of a God who would kill them because they had executed Jesus. And Peter responded, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins." You know what you ought to do? You ought to repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. And the Bible says those people were added to the church. That's what you ought to do. The church is the sphere of the saved. We'd be so happy tonight to baptize you into Christ. And if you need the prayers of Christians, well, we're here for you, and we'll be so happy to do that. We're going to sing a song of encouragement, and if you'd like to respond, come as we stand and sing.
We hope you have enjoyed this lesson from God's Word, brought to us by Glenn Colley. If you have comments or questions, Glenn can be reached by email at colley@westhuntsville.org.